USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. An update Friday afternoon on Ian in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis. And once again, Ian is a hurricane, and it's bearing down on South Carolina. For Florida, DeSantis was saying rescue teams are checking homes and that about 1.9 million customers are currently without power. The governor gave out a web address for those who have no cell phone service and still need to contact loved ones.
Cell phone connectivity is sparse in some areas, and sometimes it's easier to get out a text message. So the process has been streamlined. There's now a standalone site to report your location. So if you're having issues contacting your family via phone, and if you're sheltering and want them to know you're safe, there's a website, missing.fl.gov, missing.fl.gov.
The National Hurricane Center said late Friday morning that Hurricane Ian was accelerating toward the South Carolina coast. Life-threatening storm surges and damaging winds would arrive soon, and the storm's movement was faster than previously reported at 14 miles an hour. Ian was located east-southeast of Charleston with maximum sustained winds at 85 miles an hour and higher gusts. Hurricane-force winds extend outward up to 70 miles from the center, and tropical storm-force winds extend outward up to 275 miles. The governor has declared a state of emergency but has not ordered any evacuations. Jason stocked up at a busy grocery store in coastal Georgetown, South Carolina.
Yeah, we have to pick up some water, I guess, to get through the storm this week. And we're not really worried about it, but you never know with power and all that. Look at all these other people shopping, being crazy. It's going to be fun.
And it was a round of applause from spectators as Ketanji Brown Jackson made her way into the Supreme Court before a brief courtroom ceremony 3 days ahead of the start of the court's new term. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Biden administration announced a new round of sanctions on Russia for Vladimir Putin's illegal annexation of 4 Ukrainian territories. The sanctions target government officials and family members, Russian and Belarusian military officials, and defense procurement networks. The United States also said it was sending clear warning that there will be costs for any individual, entity, or country that provides political or economic support to Russia. 3 U.S. agencies, the Treasury, Commerce, and State Departments, are imposing swift and severe costs on Russia. Here is Secretary of State Anthony Blinken.
The Departments of the Treasury and Commerce are releasing new guidance on heightened sanctions and export control risks for entities and individuals inside and outside of Russia that support in any way the Kremlin's sham referenda, purported annexation, and occupation of parts of Ukraine.
Speaking at an event in the White House to celebrate the Jewish New Year Friday, President Biden took a moment to extend his thoughts with the state of Florida still reeling from the devastation of Hurricane Ian earlier this week. Biden promising the country will unite as one America in order to help the affected communities rebuild and recover from what is quickly becoming an historic storm for the area.
Our heart goes out to everyone there in the state experiencing what could be maybe one of the most devastating hurricanes in the history of that state.
President Biden was scheduled to give updated remarks on Hurricane Ian later on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.